Compassionate motivation. So to begin with, checking in with posture. Lengthening the spine into a dignified posture. But also resting the body in a posture that's comfortable and easy. And then guiding ourselves through settling the mind by regulating the breathing, and if it helps, by counting in the usual way. And if the mind is very active, or if the mind is quite tranquil, that's absolutely fine. Simply focusing on regulating the breathing and counting. And just allow the activity of the mind to do its own thing. Not interfering. And now letting go of any counting and allowing the breath to return to its natural rhythm. And guiding ourselves through grounding in the body. Allowing the body to rest, unconditionally supported by the ground. Aware of the whole body, surrounded by space. And allowing the mind to come to rest now, unconditionally supported by the body. And any time that the mind wanders, simply noticing where the mind has wandered to and then very gently bringing the mind back to the body resting on the ground, resting the mind here again with the body, with a feather-light focus on our mindfulness support, which may be breath or may be sound. So we're going to drop a question into the mind now for reflection. So when we do this, it's like dropping a pebble in a pond and watching the ripples. We don't have to make the ripples, they happen of their own accord. So in the same way, when we drop a question into the mind, we simply notice what happens. There may be some answers, there may be no answers. Whatever happens, simply noticing. And the question is, what is my motivation for being compassionate? What is my motivation for being compassionate? Not searching out for answers, simply allowing our experience to unfold. Noticing whatever arises. Maybe words, maybe images, maybe feelings. What is my motivation for being compassionate? And if we notice that we're caught up in thinking, maybe we're thinking about the question or trying to find an answer, simply letting that go. Coming back to the body, resting on the ground and surrounded by space. And resting the mind once more here with the body. And dropping in a second question. Why do I want to practice compassion? Maybe to benefit myself in some way, maybe to benefit others. Why do I want to practice compassion? To benefit myself? To benefit others? Why do I want to practice compassion? Perhaps to benefit myself, perhaps to benefit others. Allowing our experience to unfold in its own way, simply noticing whatever happens. And then letting go of the question, resting once more, feather-like focus on the mindfulness support of breath or of sound. Simply noticing what our experience is now. And as we come to the end of this period of practice, cultivating the wish that we will carry forward our benefit from this practice into our daily life, so that it may be dedicated to the welfare of ourselves and the welfare of all others.